This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
There's been a bit of talk during the month about coping with a child with Down syndrome, or how do you deal with a child with Down syndrome. Now, obviously, there is so much more to it than that. You don't just cope with or put up with. You embrace and enjoy your children. So to speak to us this morning, we've got Amy Julia Becker on the line. Good morning, Amy Julia.
Good morning, Dan. It's great to be here with you.
We might start, because this explains a bit of your story, if you could tell us the backstory to your book, A Good and Perfect Gift, Faith, Expectations, and a Little Girl Named Penny.
I was pregnant with my first child at the age of 28, back in 2005. And when she was born, about 2 hours after we delivered her, the doctors called my husband out of the room, and he came back and said that they suspected that she had Down syndrome. We were not expecting this, and that news catapulted us into a place of, initially, fear and some grief, and ultimately a place of discovery and wonder and joy and great gratitude. So the book is really my story, a spiritual journey of coming to receive her as a gift and seeing her as the one who God intended for our family, not a mistake or a burden or any of those types of things, which is what I had originally feared in the hospital. And that's what I ultimately felt I wanted to write about, was just that change that had come over me as I was able to receive Penny for who she is.
What was some of the advice? What's some of the things that people told you about life with a child that has Down syndrome?
Well, you kind of get different sets of advice, and there's the medical perspective, which comes across as negative. That doesn't mean that all the doctors feel negatively about children with Down syndrome, but they're just aware of the fact that there are additional medical complications for most kids with Down syndrome. So that was where we started, because we started in a hospital. Then you hear a lot of spiritual perspectives that kind of range the gamut, from people who talk about children with Down syndrome as sweet little angels who could never do anything wrong, or who say that the parents have been rewarded by being given this great gift. And that struck us as a little bit off, just because we knew from some other people who had kids with Down syndrome that their kids were kids. They weren't angels, they were kids. And they had their own brokenness and problems as much as they had really wonderful qualities. And you also sometimes heard that having a kid with Down syndrome was to teach you a lesson. In my case, I really for a long time believed that because I have a lot of perfectionism in me, I was given a child who would not be quote-unquote perfect by the world's standards in order to change me. And although that did happen, I also don't think that Penny, she's not an object, she's not a lesson, she's a person. And so although she teaches me a lot, it's not that I did something wrong, and so I was given a kid with Down syndrome. And then, thankfully, you also ultimately meet people who just are real parents with real children with Down syndrome, and you get to learn their real stories that involve a lot of beauty and laughter and a lot of brokenness and pain, and you realize that having a kid with Down syndrome is a lot like having any other kid, and you start to build community and relationships and figure out how to parent your specific child.
Now's the moment where you get to have that proud parenting moment where you get to brag about your children. What are some of the unique qualities that Penny has that you are thankful for?
Well, Penny's 8 and a half now, and she is a very sweet young lady, and I do just really enjoy her heart for people and her care and concern that she has for me and for everyone else around her. She's very social, and she really loves people. She also really loves reading, which is a sweet gift to me because I am a total bookworm, and I always have been. And that was one of the things I really felt like I had to relinquish in having been given a child with an intellectual disability. I thought we would not share a love for books, and I really had to let go of that desire and expectation. And as with so many things, I think, in our life, when we're willing to let go, we are then given back what we had to let go of. And Penny is a bookworm, so she reads chapter books as often as she can. She's one of those kids where we have to say, will you please go out and play? So that's a sweet gift to me. And she also, you know, she's she has good friends. She loves, one of her goals right now is to do the monkey bars and be able to do a cartwheel. And so she practices those things every day. So, you know, loves pizza and cheeseburgers. So she's a pretty typical kid, but most of the time a really delightful one also.
What would you say to parents who are about to have a child that has Down syndrome or even have a child now? How would you want to encourage them?
You know, there is this part of me, and I'm not sure I would say this out loud, but that just wants to say congratulations, because you have been given a world that you didn't even know existed, and it will open your heart to so many people. And you know, it's really a great gift to have a child with Down syndrome. I would also say that one of the things we tell Penny when we talk about her birth story is we tell her that we found out she had Down syndrome, and at first we were sad and scared. And when I first told her that story, she said, "Why were you sad and scared?" And I said, "Because I thought that Down syndrome would hurt you, and I thought that it would hurt us." And she said, "But it didn't." And I said, "No, it didn't." And she said, "And now you are happy?" And I said, "Yes, we could not be more happy that we have you." And that's what I would want to say to any parent who finds out that their child has a diagnosis of Down syndrome or really of any disability, that there is fear and there is sadness, and that's not something to be ashamed of or feel guilty about. But at the same time, one of the wonderful things about those emotions is that they don't need to be permanent. And in fact, they can be truly replaced by joy and hope and gratitude. And that's certainly been our experience, and we're not alone in that. I know countless other parents who have children with Down syndrome who would say the same thing, that they cannot imagine, I mean, their life would be so much less rich without their child in it.
Amy, Julia, you have some wonderful perspectives on family and motherhood and life. Thank you so much for your time. If people want to learn more about you or follow you, amyjuliabecker.com is the website. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me. It was great to speak with you both.